in Haiti. So we've got a few hours now before daybreak, and then we're expecting to see the full scale of the damage and devastation that this powerful earthquake has wrought on the island. We have reports that there were fatalities. We don't have an exact number as yet, but there are reports of fatalities. Earlier, there were no confirmations of that, but certainly now indications that people have died as a result of this earthquake. And that sight there of those buildings crumbling and some completely destroyed, repeated over and over again. And while speaking to one witness, saying that a lot of people just helping themselves, you can certainly see that gentleman there being carried out out onto the street by other residents. But we did see earlier presence of some UN soldiers with those familiar blue caps. There they are on the streets, because there had been some concern that there hadn't been very much presence of government soldiers or organisations as yet. But shots there of some UN soldiers on the streets, obviously trying to help some of those people. And you can see there the streets just full of residents that have been affected by this earthquake. They're refusing to go back in. The aftershocks keep coming. It certainly isn't safe. And that man there being dragged out of the rubble under there. Port-au-Prince was the worst affected area. The epicenter itself of the earthquake was around 10 miles from the city centre. Petionville, which is located at slightly higher ground, did have some damage, but it's been reported not as wide scale and not as devastating as Port-au-Prince itself. The geography of the region causing terrible problems as well. Lots of hillsides and ravines with lots of buildings and construction built up on these hillsides, and there have been reports of buildings just sliding into these deep ravines, and obviously the hope of recovering people there highly doubtful. So that picture there you can see is of the building. You can see the roof completely collapsed, and people have been saying that the buildings have continued to crumble. Things haven't stopped, things aren't calm yet, and the UN also confirming that their building, their headquarters, has suffered significant damage as a result of this earthquake. Their building was located in the capital, Port-au-Prince itself, and a spokesman in a statement issued in New York saying that the United Nations can confirm that the headquarters of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, has sustained serious damage along with other UN installations. And going on to add, a large number of personnel remain unaccounted for.